You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, is Africa facing a sovereign debt crisis? The International Monetary Fund looks set to issue $650 billion worth in currency aid to countries hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, but those with unsustainable debt burdens may struggle to reap the rewards. The April 6th IMF and World Bank spring meetings discussed the issue of the special drawing rights to over-indebted member countries. And to find out what this means for Africa, we're joined by Dr. Martin Davies, Deloitte MD of Emerging Markets and Africa. Martin, great pleasure. It's been a while. What's the fund doing to help countries during the coronavirus pandemic?
Yeah, good evening, Michael. You just said a few minutes ago, the haves and have-nots. Well, it's not just applied to careers and companies, but also countries, clearly. And the intention of the IMF this week in its spring meetings in Washington, D.C., is intended to issue so-called special drawing rights, which effectively will be a significant financial shot in the arm of many emerging market economies, including our own, and hopefully provide some very strong tailwind stimulus, effectively. Not quite sort of the financial stimulus what the U.S. has received under Joe Biden recently, but some stimulus nonetheless, and it's certainly positive for emerging markets going forward. And I think that will probably be agreed this week. The amount is to be negotiated, but implemented probably from Q3 this year. Good news for us, potentially.
Potentially. Just for listeners who are unfamiliar with how the IMF works and the special drawing rights and percentages, how exactly does it work, and what are countries entitled to under this program?
Yeah, the SDR program of the IMF, the special drawing rights program of the IMF, was put in place really back in the very late 60s. It's been implemented once before. Around $250 billion was issued during the Atlantic financial crisis, the banking crisis, 2008-2009. Now, what is a special drawing right effectively is its value fluctuates. It's based on a basket of global currencies, US dollar, euro, the renminbi, the Chinese currency, the pound sterling, and the Japanese yen. And the value is roughly around $1.40 or so. So it's, I'm not using the word commas, artificial type value, but something which the IMF can issue. This money will flow into emerging markets based on what income grouping, low income, middle income, etc. And largely intended to shore up their foreign exchange reserves. Now, this is a very contentious issue under Trump, who effectively vetoed this potential program by the IMF, largely out of concern the money going into the coffers of arguably governments like Venezuela, Iran, China, or even in Africa's case, as you alluded to, Michael, the African countries, amongst others, using those funds from the IMF to repay debt back to China, which clearly would not be in the U.S. strategic interest. That clearly remains geo-financial concern of the U.S. government, and it'll be talked about this week. But these SDRs are effectively issued in times of crisis, and 190 members of the IMF have to vote on this. 85% is required. The U.S. has 16-odd% voting rights, so they do have a veto, effectively, and that gives all the power to D.C. in terms of how these SDRs are issued or not.
But we do see with the incumbent and his Treasury Secretary behind this calling for a global minimum on tax rates as well, a change in tack, and there's clearly some horse trading behind the scenes at play here, maybe looking to support the SDR program on one hand to extract support for a global minimum tax on the other.
Undoubtedly, I think, I've been to one of these spring meetings in D.C. before, Mike, and it goes through motions, but arguably this week's negotiations, discussions, events are incredibly important, and probably the most important ever, and I think particularly for emerging markets. I mean, us now, clearly the vaccination rollout is an exit strategy for many countries, and that's playing out. Secondly, as you say, countries need to manage the debt effectively. And thirdly, it's around, and what is really, I think, the steep change has been in the last year, politically and also now financially, is the issue of tax. And Janet Yellen mentioned last week a global corporate tax rate, no more race to the bottom, rolling back to an extent tax cuts given in in the US under Trump in recent times. But more importantly, sort of the global tech companies, particularly the likes of Facebook, Amazon, etc., who really have such dominant market positions but seemingly at many times pay very little tax to national governments. And that's what I think will be discussed this week and how that will be implemented going forward. And ultimately, we need to shore up the finances, the fiscal positions, not just the developed, obviously, but particularly right now, developing countries who still, maybe it's been delayed somewhat, I think, South Africa, but we've kicked the can down the road in terms of the fiscal cliff. But undoubtedly, it still remains.
Yeah, just with a minute to go, Martin, there's also potential here for strings to be attached, and the talk is of green recovery plans, green new deals, so to speak. Mm. Do you see this being a significant conditionality, perhaps tied to all of this?
I believe there should be conditionality. I think that financing should always be coupled with structural reform. And structural reform is a euphemism half and so forth, politically difficult to do reform. We don't want to see good money go after bad. And this talks, in our case, of the form of state enterprises and the like, and sort of, liberalizing the economy in certain respects, particularly the private capital. We're talking about, in SA's case, many countries are talking about infrastructure-led recoveries. But that's only possible when you have a very effective state where the rubber can hit the road, excuse the pun, very quickly. In terms of building infrastructure, so how will those strings relate to domestic structural reform? And many emerging markets are very different, of course. But countries like Brazil, countries like Turkey, countries like South Africa, countries without credible growth stories, growth outlooks, will find it challenging to use these monies in effective manners and attract more money to the back of it.
Bottom line. Yeah, I think bottom line for our reform story there. Dr. Martin Davies, Deloitte MD of Emerging Markets and Africa, sadly out of time, but very interesting, talking about the IMF's $650 billion currency boost. Still a little way to go before it is finalized this week, but it does look like the SDR issue will go ahead under this new US administration, and what that portends for the global political economy is absolutely fascinating.